Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
We're playing CMAT there a few minutes ago. Take a sexy picture of me. And yes, I was doing all the actions. I did the leg ting and the hand stuff and all the rest. But she famously wore the dress in the video for When a Good Man Cries that we're going to be talking about right now, because identical twins Brody and Mirren, McFeely, were catapulted into the limelight recently when their Daniel O'Donnell designs became the must-haves of Irish creations. With their Suck and Diesel vest also in high demand, they're here in studio to tell us about their vision, or in this case, double vision. Hi, guys.
Hello.
How are you?
Clearly identical twins.
Not actually.
Which I feel like is a lie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Frightening.
Well, thank you for wearing name tags.
Anytime. That's genius. So that's really smart.
Yeah. Yeah. This isn't something that you do normally. This was thrust upon you this morning, was
yeah.
it? From obviously, they clearly know they're working with me. All the guests have to have name tags. But look, before we talk about your fashion and the Daniel O'Donnell connection and all those wonderful things you've been working on, where in the country are you from, and what's the Donegal connection?
We're from Letterkenny, so that's our Donegal connection, and then we moved to Belfast for uni, so I think being in Belfast made us love Donegal even more. Which is,
yeah. What's it like being in Belfast as a Donegal person?
It's good, but like we don't have strong accents, so when we were in uni, people started being like, are you from Belfast? And then that kind of sent me over the edge. I was like, I need people to know I'm from Donegal.
And what kind of stuff are you studying? Is it fashion and design and all that?
I did graphic design and illustration.
And then I did textile art design and fashion. But we're actually, I was graduated in 2023 and Mirren was 2024. So we're alumni now, which is actually really depressing.
I know. Does it make you feel old?
Yeah, really old. It's 3 years this year since I went back into final year. I'm like, oh no.
Well, I went to Trinity and I went into the Alumni Cafe, which is something I just recently discovered. And there was a lovely girl working in there. And I said, hi, I'm an alumni. Can I have a cup of coffee? And she's like, yeah, work away. When did you study here? I left in 1995. And then there was just silence as she realised, like, my entire world must be in black and white. But Brody, tell us about Coupla. Irish language name is just the tip of the iceberg. What? Tell us about the brand, Coupla.
Yeah, Coupla is Irish for twin. And I think we always knew we were going to do something like that. We always knew we were going to work together. And so it was May 2024, our friend Bri runs the creative brand of Belfast, and she was like, I want people, I'm making an Irish scene, I want to see people's clothes, photo shoots, whatever. And I was like, oh, I haven't done knitting in a while, let me make some things for this. And then I came to Mirren because I am dreadfully awful in graphic design. So I was like, I need your help. And I decided to do an I Heart Belfast jumper and t-shirt and an Bralum Guinness jumper. And people loved the I Heart Belfast t-shirt, but it was just for a bit of fun. So we were like, maybe this can work. Maybe we'll put our heads together and we'll keep going. And it's been great.
Yeah. And you obviously have nice complementary skill sets, and that helps.
It's handy. It's like we have two giant degrees in one, which
and
is
it's
good.
Perfect, because sometimes Mirren will be like, will you send me this file on her MacBook? And I'll be like, no, I can't do anything on a MacBook.
Well, let's get into the Daniel O'Donnell dress. How did that come about?
So I did a residency the year after I finished uni, and we had like a final year degree show. And then because me and Brody have been working on our like fashion and graphic design the whole year, we were just like, okay, let's make something and show what we've been doing. And because we've done so many Belfast pieces, we were like, it's time to make Donegal pieces. And then the Daniel O'Donnell dress specifically was inspired by Harry Gordon did a Bob Dylan paper dress, and then we just kind of wanted to make our version of it. And then who better from Donegal to pick than Daniel O'Donnell?
Of course. Have you ever met him? Do you know the man?
Met him a couple times when I was a kid. We met him at Relay for Life, so I had like a photo of us in my bedroom for years. And then we met him at the Relay for Life in 2024, so love him.
Okay, so do you still have the little photo of you?
Yeah, still going.
Oh, too cute. So you make this dress. It's basically a clothes. If anyone just Googles Daniel O'Donnell dress, you're going to see it. So it's a big close-up of his face in print on the dress. Did you have to ask permission or anything?
For the image we got it from Almany stock photos. So we paid for the licensing and then we kind of altered it to look more like the photo. And then before the degree show opened, we sent an email out to Daniel O'Donnell's team to just kind of be like, we've done this, but like in a loving, kind way. And just to let him know what our thought process was about it. So we made sure it was all cleared before anything.
Okay, yeah. I'm not sure he's too happy about it though. Daniel, is all this okay?
Of course it is, Dermot. Good morning, girls. How are you doing?
Hello! Oh, my God.
We sprung this little surprise on
that
you, girls.
That is crazy. Hello.
Daniel, how does it feel to be a dress?
Well, it's just amazing. I mean, of course, I didn't expect to see it where it ended up. And, you know, the attention that's got it. I'm delighted for Mirren and Brody to see what they're doing being highlighted in such a way. And I think it's, you know, it's just a fantastic thing, irrespective of the fact that my face is, you know, on the dress. That, I suppose, I think that's amazing. I look at it and I think, God save us, how does that happen? But, no, I think it's great for them. And I think, well done. I mean, to highlight Donegal, you're speaking to the converted. You're singing to the choir there anyway.
Yeah, I mean, when you heard about this, did you think, oh, that's novel? You know, do you see it as something just in the creative world you're willing to get behind?
Well, you know, I think that I would never have asked anybody to do that because I wouldn't even dream that anybody would wear a dress with my face on it or anything like that. But, I mean, it's just, I suppose it's a very novel idea. I know it's taken from another idea, but... it just seemed to capture the whole media for the period after it came out or after it was, you know, seen with CMAT. And I suppose there's a combination of things that need to happen. I mean, for the girls, that first of all, they have to have the talent. They have to go and work very hard. It's not just, I think sometimes when people achieve any level of success, you just think it happened yesterday and you have the success today. I mean, they have worked hard. They've gone to college. They've probably, you know, spent different times trying to create different ideas to show what they can do. And every so often, then people just come up with something that connects them to something else. And it's a whole series of things, I suppose, that gets them to where they are. So,
well, they're usually very chatty and very creative, but both of them are speechless here. Is there anything, Brody and Mirren, you want to say to Daniel while he's here on the phone?
God, hello. Thank you so much for your love on the dress, and we're glad you like it.
No, listen, I'm delighted for you both, and well done. And I'm sure in the future there'll be many things you'll do. You know, you won't have to have my face on anything to get your you know, creative ability out there. But listen, if this brings you to any place that gets you to the next level, I am just delighted for you and I wish you all the very best.
Daniel, while we have you on the phone, the presidency nominations close tomorrow. I mean, what do you think? Is it a last-minute race entry for you?
Oh,
I mean,
God,
Sir Bob is gone,
no,
Flatley's out. This is your chance.
Do it.
I don't know. I was on with Highland Radio during the week, and I have to say, I mean, it's an honour for anybody to be even considered for the presidency. And I'm kind of humbled, I suppose, that people would be saying it about me. But I just don't think it's something that I could do, you know. And I just feel there needs to be a bit of a political background there. That's my thinking on it.
I don't know. I think you've been too humble. I think if you said, I'm running for president, everyone else would go, you know what, wrap it up, lads. This is a done deal. We could see you in the Oris, no problem.
I think I'll be staying as I am.
Yeah, and you're far more rock and roll than Bob Geldof as well.
I would need to get the girls to make all the outfits if I was in the Aris.
There you go. It could be the collab of a lifetime. I know you recently decided to take a break from touring at the end of the year to recharge the batteries. How are your energy levels?
I'm fine. I am taking a break. I decided earlier this year that I would take a break for a while. I had a lot of bother with allergies and different things that were, you know, I'm fine. I've I'm on medication and it works fine. But I just felt I needed to take a wee break and recharge and maybe look at the touring in a different way. Probably not, I don't feel old. I'm only in my early 60s, 63. But I suppose in the last wee while, I felt the touring night after night wasn't just as easy as it had been for many years. So I'm going to take a break and see what way I can go forward, you know, and do some, but less than I was doing before.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes. But I'm going to take a break for a while. I've nothing after January. There's nothing other than, as the girl said, Relay for Life. I'll be involved in that in Letterkenny in May. Gertrude Burns Cruise, I do that for the last number of years. And I'll be at the Mary from Dunlow Festival, the Opry, the Daniel on TG Cahar. And that's about it. Maybe the charity concert for cancer charities in Dunlouis in August as well. But that'll be all I'll be doing for the next year.
Just these 17 things. That's all I'm doing. But you're dead right. You know, you got to look after yourself. And I think we forget in a busy world, you know, without the rest and recovery, we can't do all the stuff that we enjoy and that excites us. So you can't have one without the other. Daniel, thank you so much. I know Mirren and Brody are still starstruck here.
Good luck to them. Listen, well done, girls.
Thank you.
Good luck with whatever you do in the future.
Thanks so much.
I'll see you at Relay for Life.
Yeah, see you there.
Bye bye, Daniel. So what do you think? What do you think, Brody and Mirren?
That's crazy.
Thank you. What a lovely surprise.
Maybe this is just the beginning. I'm a big U2 fan. Would you ever do like a Bono jumper or something so we could get him on the show? Yeah. So what's the next plan, though? The Suck and Diesel t-shirt was massive as well. So what's next in the pipeline?
We are working on that. We want to keep everything Irish or Irish based. So we're working with an Irish company and we have a sample coming soon. So if everything's perfect with that, they should be out shortly. Mm. Everyone keeps being like, where is it? Where is it? I swear we're not lying. They are coming. It just takes a bit of time. And it's our first time doing anything like this. We're like, we want to make sure it's perfect.
Yeah. Yesterday on the show, we had a bespoke suit maker and just trying to bring back those classic designs. And, you know, I guess in a world that where fast fashion exists and all that, is it hard to carve out a living in the world of fashion? Is that your dream?
Yeah, it is a dream. I think it is really hard. And I think especially when I started doing just jumpers before Coupla, and people would be like, how much is this? And you'd be like, oh, it's like it's 120 for a full jumper, and I understand it's dear, but about £60 of that was just on wool, and then people would just ghost you and never respond. And you're like, I get that's a lot of money, but it's so much more expensive when someone is making it than it just being like mass produced in a factory. And I think sometimes people do forget that.
How did you both get into fashion? Like, what was your first piece of fashion that you owned? What's the thing you remember going, oh, there's something in this?
Mine's is I had a massive mod phase and my parents were mods and I thought they were so cool. So when I was about 14, I had this black wool dress with big white collars, big white buttons and big white sleeves. And I thought I looked so cool and I would wear it with black tights and white patent loafers. Looking back now, I'm like, geez, that's hideous. What was I doing? But that was like the first step into fashion for me. I was like, this is class. I look so cool. No, I didn't.
Did you ever have a plastic leather jacket and a plastic leather tie?
Oh, yes, of course. Not the tie, but the plastic leather jacket, yes.
Oh, that makes me feel better about my life. How about you, Mirren?
God, I think it was more something I made. I made these hideous neon orange with pink polka dot trousers. And then on the other leg, it was pink, like, fabric and orange polka dots, and they were like really ugly, but at the time I was like
Mr. Blobby.
Yeah, I looked like Mr. Blobby. I was like, these are pass. And I think it's because I wanted to make them so bad. I loved them, which I still carry with me, but I think maybe I've got a bit better at the designing side since then.
And maybe they could make a comeback.
Exactly.
You know, suddenly someone decides that's cool and off you go. Where can people find more info on Coupla?
On our Instagram is our most, like, that's where we mostly update everything. So it's just Coupla Designs. We have a TikTok. We do have a Facebook, but I'm not really good at the Facebook social media side of it all. Or email or website, you can find us.
A text says, Coupla are iconic in Belfast. The best twins ever.
That's so lovely.
I can see a range of t-shirts that you wear with your pal or your sister or your twin saying best twins ever. Just an idea. I just want 50% of that. Listen, thank you so much. Brody McFeely and Mirren McFeely, best of luck with Coopla.
Thank you.
Now you're busy mates with Daniel.
I know.
You're on his Christmas card list. This is the start of something beautiful. Oh, they're just so lovely. The twins are the sisters, Roll, aren't they? Just fantastic. Brody and Mirren, thanks so much to them for dropping in from Coopla Designs.